Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Scott Lannon on the line. He's a commercial litigation attorney over at Lannon Law. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me here.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. It's definitely a pressing issue for many across the country right now. So we're going to talk about foreclosure defense. I mean, given in light of what's been going on with COVID, I mean, it's a very hot topic. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit more about your background. So how did you get started in your career and in business?
Yes, Adam. So I went to business school, NYU undergrad, then law school. I've been a lawyer for 31 years in New York. My practice is mostly focused on commercial litigation, which is business and real estate disputes. But a big part of my practice is foreclosure defense, also do bankruptcy and business law.
All right, and also you do quite a bit. Tell us about these black belts. I got to bring up that one, Scott. I saw that in your show notes, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to let them get off the hook here.
Yes, I'm also a certified taekwondo instructor, and I've been training in the martial arts for about 36 years. I have a fourth degree black belt in ITF taekwondo and a second degree black belt in karate, and I also do kickboxing.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. And then music, too. I know you're a musician, yeah?
I am. I play lead guitar in a rock band, and that's my passion outside of being a lawyer.
Oh, man, I think Mike referred you over to the show, and I'm like, I figured. He always is going to bring somebody cool. When I first saw your write-up, I'm like, okay, commercial litigation attorney. Then I kept reading, I'm like, well, okay, black belt, okay, musician, okay, it's going to be interesting. So let's switch it up a bit, Scott. I do want to go a little bit further into today's topic. So foreclosure defense, this is a lot of people's mind, unfortunately, right now. I mean, where do you want to start with this one?
Well, I'd start by saying at the beginning of my career, I actually was representing banks. And now almost all of my clients are homeowners. So I've been on both sides of that area of law. And for the last 20 years, I've had my own law firm and in Midtown Manhattan. Most of my clients are homeowners all over New York with problems paying their mortgage. They're worried about losing their home. And when in New York, foreclosure is a litigation process. It's not that way in every state in the country. But in New York, the bank actually sues you in court. So I defend those cases in the New York Supreme Court. I've helped a lot of homeowners save their home, and sometimes dealing with the actual aspects of the court case, and other times we do what's called loan modifications and try to get people payments that they can afford with a new schedule. And for most people, they're really worried and they don't have any idea what to do or how the process works. And my job is to guide them and try to help them figure out the best solution and strategy.
So I know that, obviously in a, 10 to 15 minute podcast episode, I want to oversimplify this because I know there's a lot to it. But that being said, if somebody is in the New York area and they're kind of going down this route and they're thinking about saving their home or they're facing foreclosure, whether it's due to what's going on in COVID and that's what did it, or maybe they were in a little bit of trouble before that. I mean, what are some things that they should know?
Well, for a lot of people, it's the first time in their lives that they're facing a serious problem like the potential loss of their home. For most people, their home is their biggest and most important asset. And there could be a lot of reasons why they find themselves in a financial jam. Like you mentioned, the COVID situation currently has left a lot of people unemployed. So they don't know if they can make their payments, but there are other reasons. It could be a divorce where you had two people paying for the household expenses and then they separate and now they have two households to pay instead of one. and I can't afford it. It could be an injury, a death in the family, increased expenses. There's a whole host of reasons why people find themselves in this problem. And when they get to the point where the bank is suing them, the question I get very often is whether the sheriff's going to knock on their door and evict them right away. Mm-hmm. And that's a myth. You know, in New York, the whole process can sometimes take 1 year, but in many cases, I've seen it take several years to complete. And while you're going through that process in the court, or even before the case starts, you have a lot of ways that you might be able to resolve it. And the typical thing that most people do is they apply for a loan modification, which just means that you're submitting financial papers to your lender. And that's a whole process that goes on sometimes for months, trying to get affordable payments, which usually is reducing the interest rate and maybe taking the arrears that you owe and putting them back into the loan. And if you're approved, they usually give you a trial payment plan, which is a temporary 3 to 6 month payment schedule with lower payments. And then if that works out, you might end up with a permanent loan modification agreement, which basically changes your mortgage and it settles whatever dispute you have with the bank. If they had started a foreclosure action, the case gets discontinued and you get to keep your home. We're sort of in new territory right now where there are so many people unemployed. There's going to be a lot of difficulty for them to get modified because you still need income to pay something. Mm. So I think for a lot of people, what they're really going to be looking to do is to try to just get time and having a lawyer represent them during the case and in any settlement negotiations can help buy them the time they need. And then maybe, you know, 6 months down the road, 8 months, they can get another source of income. Maybe they return to the job they had or they find a new one. And they might have a solution. Right now, as we speak, it's June 8th, 2020, the courts in New York State are just reopening, but they're moving really slowly. And the governor had issued an order stopping all foreclosures through June 20th. So currently there's no activity in foreclosures, but I'm expecting that the ending of 2020 is going to be very busy. When foreclosures resume, banks haven't been paid on their mortgages for months, and they're allowed to begin new foreclosure cases. And I think that's when people will need the help the most.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that happening. So Scott, if somebody is listening to this, and again, like I said, I know we just barely scratched the surface on this one. I know there's a whole lot more to it, but we're about out of time for this episode. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on land and law or to connect with you and learn more about what you're doing, what's the best way for them to reach out and do that?
The easiest thing would be to just go to my website, which is laninlaw.com, laninlaw.com. And if you do it on phone, we actually have an option for someone to chat with a live person or to speak to a live agent 24/7 or to send us a text. So we've tried to make it really easy for people to contact us.
That's awesome. Well, Scott, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, all the great things you're doing, and also, of course, what's going on over at Land and Law. And thanks for the info today on foreclosures. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there and also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Scott, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. Really appreciate it.